Welcome to the Poetry of Evil, the place where mental health intersects with poetry. I'm your host and the author of these poems, Daniel Virag. I'm broadcasting live from the sound recording booths at the Vancouver Public Library in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I'm so grateful that these facilities are available to anybody in Vancouver who would like to use them to record. Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to visit poetryofevil.com for all of your evil poetic needs, including transcripts of the poems and ways to comment on the material. This afternoon, I would like to dedicate this episode to the theme of having friends and the wonderful connected joy that we feel when people truly understand us. The three poems are all from my book, The Womb. Our first poem is called And You. And You. And you who still call yourselves my friends, say a short something for me. Promise that you will receive my love, even when we don't agree. Bear witness to this, our journey, even though we couldn't be free. For ours is the world of ocean and spirit, and in remembrance lies eternity. And you who still call yourselves my enemies, promise not a broken soldier his gold. Say instead that you will fight with honor, that with gladness your blade you'll hold. Keep to war in mercy. In grievance bid not the early morn goodbye. Don't let chance its folly, nor a tired father his son's tearful eye. Stay in when the sparrow calls, and when Medusa weeps, may all her children turn to stone. Cradle the birth of death no longer. Grieve neither the curse nor the hope of the dead unborn. The second poem I'd like to read is called Look at These People. Look at these people, places, events. When you were but a babe, you could never fathom how and why they would all tie together. Now you are older, of the age when men begin to understand why they are not omnipotent, and women beg to differ. Look at this hand. It's carried you forth thousands of centuries. It's fed you since you were 12 and able to tie your own left shoe. Would you still believe that an hourglass is still an hourglass? That what ties these disparate souls together, these memories, is nothing but you? It's not enough to talk, nor is it even enough to walk the path amongst the asphalt roses. But when you think to yourself, I remember when so and so, aren't you also yearning for something simpler and more benign, as when someone else showed you the way, which you must now meander upon? Scarcely on your own. You were but a grasshopper then. Today, fully grown, even your breath comes differently, as shown to those in your midst. And finally, today's third poem is called Like the Walrus and Its Flowers. Like the walrus and its flowers, I exist only for you. Like the meadow and its hours, I break and bend and fold into two. Like the ocean and its powers, I mend the constellations to suit your mood. Like the hay and its showers, I forswore my attempts to chew. I am a rhinoceros content here in my pen at the zoo. I've forsworn my other allegiances, and I'm barely able to moo. When I'm done expectorating my wishes, and my trough is empty and my fluids are viscous, and I need a nice hose down, I come bumbling and stumbling and grumbling back to you. Thank you so, so much for listening. Poetry of Evil is meant as a collaborative community. People should and can comment on these poems and submit poems on their own, as well as share their own mental health journeys. Please do visit us at poetryofevil.com. We take your privacy extremely seriously, and this is a safe space for you to share. Have a beautiful rest of your day.